Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and Investor Relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you 2011 full year consolidated results. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the De'Longhi full 2011 year results call. The board of directors today has approved the consolidated results at the end of 2011. Fiscal year 2011 was the last year for the De'Longhi Group in its old perimeter before the demerger of the professional division. The key figures with regards to the year are revenues increasing to over 1.8 billions, growing at 11.2%, with EBITDA margin before non-recurring items to 244 approximately millions, or 13.5% of revenues, increasing by 21%. Also, EBIT improved and reached 183 millions, or 10.1% of revenues, growing at 23.8%. Also, net profit improved for the group from 75 million in 2010 to 90 million. The net financial position was positive at slightly less than 70 million, and the board also proposed an increased dividend for the year at 0.33 euros per share. The year has been quite difficult in terms of markets. If we had a pretty good start with growing, generally growing markets in the mature economies, we have progressively experienced market deteriorations in all the markets where the group operates. Particularly tough was the second half in Greece, Spain, Portugal, and Italy, but also in France. Also, slowdown in some of the emerging markets, which are still pretty positive, but not growing anymore at the rates we used to have. On top of that, we have experienced in the year high raw materials. Despite the difficult mature economies, the growth in the emerging markets has caused increased raw material prices, which have probably stabilized in the second half of the year, but are still remaining at very high levels versus 2010. Also, very high volatility in the exchange rates but generally speaking, the group has been able to deliver very good growth in household and also growth in professional. So both what we formerly knew as divisions performed positively in tough markets. More in details, we were very pleased with the growth, Particularly good was the growth at coffee makers, again, but also good growth at food processors and food preparation under the Camel brand. Also good performance of professional air conditioning under the Clima Veneta brand. On the contrary, we had very difficult poor performance for the group in the Middle East area due to turmoil in North Africa, weak air conditioning, heating sales and comfort sales due to very high stocks from the previous year. But with just this exception of Middle East and the one I mentioned in the mature markets with a difficult market in Spain and Portugal, we had overall positive growth in mature markets and very good growth in emerging markets. In terms of margin, good margin performance in line with our targets, despite the very high raw materials and higher costs, we had a very, very favorable product mix and success with the new products, and also a positive price effect. We have been able as a group to deliver to market the price increase that we expected. But even more importantly, the results that we have achieved in terms of profitability were achieved with strong investments, cost investments in new structures. We have strengthened our position in Hong Kong to support the growth in the region. We have created an office in Chile to support the growth in South America. Also, we have improved our structure in Middle East to be able to bounce back in 2012 from, say, a tough year in 2011 for the group. So despite the higher cost due to the new structures, and also despite a strong increase in cost of marketing activities with an increase of approximately 20% year on year in media spend and marketing activities, we were able to deliver the margin improvement that we have anticipated to you. Overall, acceptable cash flow coming from the good profitability of the year, but slightly affected by a slightly disappointing inventory management. We had an increase in inventory slightly higher than what we expected, probably absorbing approximately 20 million of cash for the year, which was mainly due to the increase of stocks in coffee makers, partially aimed to fulfill the market in January and February of this year, but also partially due to poor management in North America of inventory, which we will expect to absorb progressively in 2012. Also, notably, improved dividend in the end due to the good financial position for the group and the good the exceptional results achieved in 2011. And also, I have to outline that overall, the market performance of the group is strong, and we still we're still growing our market shares in Western Europe, in Eastern Europe, even more sound performance in Eastern Europe and emerging markets, and globally also in emerging markets, particularly strong in coffee makers and food preparation under the Kenwood brand. I don't have more comments on the numbers, and I would leave the session open to Q&A.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register dialing star followed by one. The first question comes from Mr. Prini Filippo from Kepler Capital Markets. Mr. Filippo, please.
Good evening to everybody. Two brief questions, if I may, from my side. The first one, could you give your indication on the hedging in terms of Forex for 2012, definitely for the long, also for the climate, if possible? And the last one, could you give us the bottom line, the net profit pro forma 2011 for both the long and the clean. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the questions. Just to make sure that we have well understood your questions, the first one is about indication of the hedging in place for both the Longhi and the Clima, and also for 2012, the profitability, the bottom line performance of the Longhi and the Clima.
Correct, thank you.
Okay, yes. But for the first one, I would like to hand the word to Fabrizio Micheli.
Yeah, the exposure to exchange rates is quite substantial for the household division, currently the Longhi SPA, but not so relevant for the professional division, whose business is mainly European. And so the major part of, say, almost all the FX hedging put in place for 2012 year is in the in the household division, the Longhi SPA. Regarding the amounts hedged, I can tell you that we have hedged in anticipated deals last year about between 17% and 80% of our exposure to the US dollar, which is the main currency of exposure. We have also hedged in the different degrees the export currencies, currencies covering countries, the European countries like Switzerland or Scandinavian countries, and non-European countries, notably the Japanese yen, the Aussie, the Canadian dollar, and so on. And for these currencies, we have hedged the substantial amounts, but it's variable. It's a different degrees for each country. So we think that the management of an exchange rate volatility for 2012 is fairly under control. As regards to the professional division, hedging is very limited due to the, as I said, limited exposure. We have something on hedged on the pound and some other, say, in a few European currencies, but the amounts are very, very limited.
Okay, so with regards to the results of the two divisions we have now changed our reporting from three divisions, which were household, professional, and corporate, into household plus corporate, which are the continuing operations for the De'Longhi SPA, and professional, which are the discontinued operation that in the future you will see in Dejclima. So in the new scopes, household plus corporate or De'Longhi SPA in the future have reported an EBIT of before non-recurring item of 178 million and an EBIT of 172 million with a net profit of approximately 94 million. While the consolidated results of professional or the Clima in the future had an EBITDA before non-recurring items of slightly short of 34 million with an EBIT before non-recurring items at 23 million, a reported EBIT at 10 million, mainly affected by the revaluation of the impairment test, and resulting in a net loss of approximately 4 million.
Okay, thank you much. Just to follow up, the 4 million net loss is reported, not adjusted.
Reported, yes. Adjusted, you should add back 13 million.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next questions come from Ghilotti Domenico from Equita. Mr. Ghilotti, please.
Good afternoon. My first question is on 2011, the top line growth, if you can elaborate and split between volumes, price mix, and currency. And the second question is more related to the outlook for 2012, so if you can elaborate a little bit more on the drivers by market and by product. And then on the cost side, what is your current expectation on the raw material costs and on advertising promotion for 2012?
Okay, yes. So with regards to the impact of the growth has been mainly driven by the volumes. I would say that we have an impact on EBITDA or on the industrial margin due to the different effects and with an improvement of 80 million on the margin, 56 million were delivered by volume, 40 million were delivered by mix and price, probably 10 million were due to currency effects and negative effect of cost, approximately 30 million. This is for the total.
Okay.
Including housing, sorry, still okay. This is on the margin. I don't have handy now the impact on the top line, but we can provide with the figures maybe later.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to 2012, we expect the cost to be rather flat We don't expect reductions in the raw materials and generally in the costs. We expect that for 2012 we will have the full impact of the higher costs, which impacted the 2011 only partially because of a progressive increase in the costs along the year. So we still expect raw materials to have reached a peak, but to offset approximately another 30 million in costs through mix and price increases. With regards to advertising and promo, we are now considering to further increase advertising and promotional activities since we still expect growth for 2012. But obviously we are very prudent in the way we're going to release the increased budgets for advertising and promotional activities.
Okay. Thank you.
Comes from Mr. Maiocchi Jacopo from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I'm sorry if I'm asking something that you have already said, but I have lost the line at a certain point during the conference. I wanted to ask you if you have given some indication about the current trading for the household division in January and February, and how is it going, the collection of orders for the professional division in January and February. The second question is about the inventory. I've not understood well what has happened to inventory, which is increased at the end of 2011, and if you can give us some color about the launches of new products for full year 12 and how the one launched at the end of 2011, such as the Lattissima Plus, are going. Thank you.
With regards to current trading, we did not say anything about current trading. I have to say that although we operate in very, very tough markets, we are experiencing growth in the first 2 months. I don't like to give short-term indications about quarters, but to make you sense the pace of growth we are experiencing, I would say that we could expect a high single-digit growth for household in the quarter. The orders are coming in line with expectations. So we, despite the tough market, we acknowledge that the markets are getting tougher and tougher, but we still see a solid growth performance, still driven by our traditional growth drivers, which are emerging markets, coffee makers, and food preparation under the Kenwood brand. With regard to inventory, we said that the growth of inventory has been higher than the top line growth for the group, which is far above our targets. We want to restore inventory levels at lower levels with the so we have to address particularly high inventories in North America. So if we can address the high inventory in North America, we think that we will be able to go back to a 14% inventory level on sales, which has been our traditional, our historic result. While in 2011 we will report approximately 14.4. In terms of new products, we will in the first 6 months we will have the full impact of the launch of the Prima Donna S, again, which was launched late in the second part of the year, and the full impact also of Latissima Plus, which we expect still to be the core products for the first half. And obviously we will continue to launch new products in the second half. We have a new launch with Nespresso in the second half, and also we expect to launch in the last months of the year also a new fully automatic coffee maker. In terms of guidance and an update on current trading and trading results for the Clima, I'm not entitled anymore to give information with regard to a business that has been cut out from our scope of operations.
Question comes from Mr. Giacomello Claudio from Banca Akros. Mr. Giacomello, please.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry if I repeat questions already answered, but the line was disturbed. Please, can you give us an indication for 2012 of top line on EBITDA for De'Longhi now, or if you are able to do it, or you want to do it?
Okay. I said before, traditionally I don't like to give guidances too strict. However, I feel that we always said that the group has the possibility on an average year to grow at approximately 10%. We think that is something that is sustainable in the longer term due to what we said, our portfolio of products and geographies. I think that we will face a difficult year in 2012. Certainly the markets will be tougher than the year will be tougher than 2011. But we think that still we can aim to a nice growth. I think that we should be able to grow above 5%. In terms of top line, and traditionally, if we grow 5% in top line, we should expect, if we are able to pass on the cost increase to the market, as we have been able to do in the past, and to control the cost as we been able to do in the past, to deliver a 10% improvement in EBITDA.
Thank you.
But I also would like to be straightforward with you and say that obviously the market is tougher now, and we are able to perform very well in the first 2 months, but we need to understand a bit better along the year what are potential developments. Probably after the first 4 months, we can have a more clear picture of what are the markets like.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Bacoccoli Luca from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Just one quick question on the plant you acquired in Eastern Europe a few months ago. If you can give us some more details on the deal, I'm referring, for example, to the additional production capacity, the type of product category you plan to manufacture there, and the CapEx requirement to refurbish that plant, please.
Oh yeah. Okay. First of all, I have to say that the deal is not yet completed. is still subject to some pending conditions. We expect to deal by the end of March. The strategy behind the acquisition of this plant in Eastern Europe is we're experiencing a stronger growth in coffee makers and in food preparation mainly, and we believe also that we will bring in further production, which is now outsourced to third-party suppliers in China. We think that we need to secure incremental production capacity to allow the group to continue growing in these segments, and we have decided to diversify a bit the geography of our plants. We have three plants for household China. We have one plant in Italy for coffee makers. But we think that it's wise also to support the growth in Eastern Europe, but also to sustain the growth in Europe, to have also a facility in Eastern Europe where we can still have lower costs versus Italy. And probably we think that also this plant can be even more competitive versus China going forward in certain product categories. So this is the rationale, to have further production capacity and also hide the risk further, which is now split in China and in India, and also allow the group to have a lower cost base on certain new products.
Just some follow-up question on that. Can you give us an idea of the additional production capacity you are putting in place for the coffee makers business?
No, we don't have any element to disclose on this for the moment.
Okay, just last question. You mentioned some pending condition to finalize the acquisition. What you were referring about, if you can disclose that?
Well, so some regulatory issues.
Okay.
Just to make one example, so the land is owned by some governative entities, and we need to negotiate terms for the land use, and also subject to some other pending bureaucratic aspects.
Okay. Do you expect a sharp increase in capital expenditure for this year on the De'Longhi SPA?
Well, I have to say that traditionally our investments have been about 40 million in the past. We expect this to increase it. Probably we can go up to 50 million as for the new, say, De'Longhi perimeter, following this, say, new investment.
So it's 50, the lines disturbed, so.
Yeah, 50.
Including the plant in Eastern Europe, is it correct?
Including a plant in.
Okay. Fantastic. Great. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Bonfa Andrea of. Mr. Bonfa, please. Go ahead, sir, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sorry. No, I just would like to know if it's possible to have the which level of the US dollar did you hedge for 2012, and if it's possible to have your opinion on the, let's say, sell-out for portable heaters for following the freeze in Europe in the early part of this year, and if this should have some positive sell-in effect later on during the year. Finally, if it's possible, if you can recap what are the new markets and or new products for this year on the Longhi household division. You already mentioned a couple of new products in the coffee makers. Maybe if you can elaborate a little bit on the product side on top of the new geography which you are, let's say, entering right now. Thank you.
Okay, about hedging, I hand the word to Fabrizio Micheli.
Yes, we are not used to disclose the values of our hedging in public, let's say, conferences. I can tell you that the dollars, our main exposure, were hedged in mid-2011, so quite in advance, and regarding the, let's say, the budget, having in mind the budget for 2012, so the levels that we hedged the dollar is quite favorable, and let's say quite well above the current exchange rate level.
Okay, the question about the heaters. Yes, I think that stores have experienced a good sell-out, which should clean inventory levels at retail. So would set possibly a good base for the sell-in in 2012 for the heaters. In terms of sales, for us in January and February for the heaters, although we have experienced these very severe weather conditions across Europe and Eastern Europe, you should expect flat sales for heaters. Inventories were already in place, and the warm beginning of the winter was let's say was such to leave very high inventory levels in at the store level for January. So basically, not incremental sales for the Longhi in January and February in heating, but just cleaning the pipeline, which is, we think, a good base for the selling in 2012. With regards to new markets, the group is investing in many markets. As said, we have a new headquarter in the Middle East to support sales with marketing activities for the region. The same apply for Hong Kong to support sales in the region. And and also we opened a new office in Chile to support sales in South America. Obviously, we are focusing in many markets. I think that a new branch definitely is Ukraine also, and and now the group is covering almost all the market where we should be in terms of branches, but we are making stronger our branches in order to capture more market share, like in Poland, in Czech Republic, Slovakia, Ukraine, as mentioned before, but Turkey also, and Brazil. So these are probably the new markets where the group, you should expect the group to invest more in the future and probably deliver higher growth rates. In terms of new products, we continue to have a strong investment in coffee makers. We continue to have a strong investment in food preparation. We have also, as I said before, you can expect a new fully automatic coffee maker for the year. You can expect a new Nespresso coffee maker for the year. Can expect also some new launches in other food preparation segments under the Campbell brand on juicing, juice extractors, blenders. And but also for the De'Longhi brand, we continue to invest in R&E systems where we are getting some positive response from some of our core markets.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Ghilotti Domenico from Equita. Mr. Ghilotti, please.
Good afternoon. My first question is on the super automatic versus the Nespresso trend in Q4. So I would like to understand if the performance of coffee makers was well balanced in Q4. And the second question is on the inventory level at year end. I didn't catch the reason for the higher than expected inventory level.
I'm not sure I have understood your question about fully auto and Nespresso. If you could rephrase that, please.
Yes, I would like to have a flavor on the trend in the two segments of your coffee makers. So if you saw different behavior in super automatic machines compared to the Nespresso machines.
Well, no, I would say that generally we have experienced a higher growth rate in Nespresso versus fully auto, but also with a strong performance of full auto. So I would say that if Nespresso is still growing at 20%, full auto is growing more at 10%. We probably expect for 2012 to have more balanced growth rate between the two categories because our performance in Nespresso was very much driven by the extraordinary success of Latissima in after the launch. In terms of inventory, I just wanted to say that our inventory level has been higher than expected, growing from 14% to 14.5%, and we see an opportunity to further cash flow, reducing the inventory levels. Mainly, the inventory levels were higher because of, poor management in North America. I said I'm pleased with the inventory management in North America, which has resulted in approximately 15 million more in inventory only in North America, which will be addressed over the next months. And also built up of inventory, particularly to sustain the growth with Nespresso Latissima and fully auto in the first half. So on one side it was planned for coffee makers, on the other side was a slightly disappointing inventory management in North America.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. De Figueiredo Eman from IBV Asset Management. Mr. De Figueiredo, please.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions with respect to your geographical split. So if you go to page 10 of your report, my first question would be, are these figures the consolidated figures, including the professional division? And if that is the case, could you give some color on what is the weight of Italy and emerging markets just for De'Longhi. And then my second question would be, particularly in Asia, Pacific, Latin America, and South Africa, in 2012, where do you see the biggest opportunities and in which segments? Thank you.
Okay, so, sorry, page. Yeah, okay, the figures, or the revenues by geographic background at page 10 are for at group level. So to give you some further detail with regards to the household division here. Just a second. Okay. So we have basically out of the 1,429 millions for the division or the long ESPA in the future, 975 millions are in mature markets and 453 in so-called emerging markets. In the mature markets, we have 190 millions in Italy, 121 millions in United Kingdom, 95 millions in North America, 57 millions in Japan, 513 millions in Western Europe. With regards to the emerging markets, Eastern Europe is at 146 millions. Middle East, India, and Africa, with exception of South Africa, about 80 millions. And all the other markets, Asia Pacific, America, obviously excluding North America here, but also including South Africa, 228 millions. Just a detail, Italy, the growth rate was 2.5, United Kingdom 13%, North America 7% growth, Japan 21% growth, Western Europe growing at 12%, with a growth of mature markets at 10.3%. While on the emerging markets, the growth in Eastern Europe was at 16.7%, Middle East decreased 23%, and Asia Pacific, as described, without North America and excluding also South Africa, grew at 35%. The growth at emerging markets was at 14.3%. They say that the total growth of the division or the new De'Longhi SPA was at 11.5%. All this is in the full year report that will be deposited in the next 2 days.
Okay, and could you maybe just answer my second question, which was on Asia, Pacific, and Latin America, and South Africa. What type of segments do you expect the highest growth? Would it be in the coffee machines, and if so, in which markets? Thank you.
Yeah, no, I would say we're risking to be a bit boring, but we are really focusing more and more in coffee makers and food preparation. So you should expect coffee maker and food preparation to be also the key drivers in this region, or in Asia-Pacific area.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Raguet Bruno from Montpellier. Mr. Raguet, please.
Yes, good evening everybody, and congratulations for the very impressive set of results. I've got basically three questions. One question is, in view of the general tax environment in Italy, do you expect any adverse tax impacts starting from 2012 versus 2011 on your Italian operations? Second question is with regard to the very impressive growth in the UK and Japan. Can you explain what are the tricks behind this growth, and is that a sort of one-off impact in 2011, or are you confident that this impressive double-digit growth will carry on next year, meaning this year 2012? And finally, on China, I know that your sales in China are still very, very small, but apparently Chinese are falling in love with coffee and are drinking more and more coffee. So would you be kind enough to explain what is your medium-term strategy for domestic sales of coffee makers in China? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for compliments. With regards to tax rate, it's not easy to really foresee exactly what can be the impact on the tax rate in Italy. What we can say is that 2011 numbers have been impacted by exceptional tax that let's say we had a release of on deferred taxes for 7 million. So I would normalize our tax rate deducting 7 million from our P&L this year to give you a better guidance on what you can expect on our tax rate in the future. Also, the more we're going to grow in Middle East and the more we're going to grow in emerging markets or markets where tax rates are lower, you can expect some benefits. Provided that we don't suffer from new burdens in Italy or in Europe in the tax rates. With regards to UK and Japan, extremely good performance in UK and Japan. I have to say that UK came from tough years, so we have a very strong bounce back in UK. So I would not expect the trend to continue at this pace in UK. I now expect a single digit, hopefully a single digit growth in the UK. While we think Japan, we are so small in Japan that we have potential to continue to grow at very high rates. Even if it's a mature market, it's definitely not a mature market for coffee or for Euro-style products. So if we are able to continue to do very well marketing, in-store presence, and launch good coffee makers and innovative products, I think we can capture nice growth in Japan as it was an emerging market for us. With regard to China, our strategy is very simple. We don't want to sell Asian products in China. We play in China as a European household manufacturer. So we sell our coffee makers, our espresso makers, we sell Euro-style food processors. So we are small because it's still a niche. We are focused in the key cities. We're focused in the high-end retailers, mainly the department stores. We are excellent in-store presence. We are present in all the best department stores with very good visuals there. And as long as we can see growth in coffee and food preparation for Euro style, we will be very well positioned to capture these growth opportunities. I have to say that De'Longhi, although very small, is number one in espresso in China. And I would say that we are probably the leading high-end brand in kitchen appliances in the stores, in the department stores in China.
And do you see the success of 2000, of the fast growth of last year, carrying on in the beginning of 2012? Are you confident for the current year in China?
Let me see for a moment to give you exact numbers here. China. Yeah, absolutely. I think actually, yes, we experienced a very strong, a continuous sustained growth in China.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Bacoccoli Luca from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, please.
Yes, hello again. Just one quick question on your external growth strategy. One of the main reasons behind the spin-off of the two divisions was to speed up the external growth, and I was wondering if should we expect something to happen in the next 6 months, or you don't see any interesting opportunity in the market, despite the very tough condition for marginal players. And if you are thinking about to distribute the excess cash to shareholders if any opportunity shouldn't arise during this year. Thank you.
Well, but indeed, it's time for De'Longhi to look into acquisitions again. The last acquisition we have performed in household was Kenwood. Has been very well integrated, very well digested, and has been very successful for us. So definitely we want to look again into acquisitions, and we are currently doing so. We've been doing that for in the last, say, 18 months, looking into opportunities. And nothing has so far matured, but it's difficult to say when it can happen. But certainly we're looking into good opportunities, and but we are very selective. And as a company, we are more and more interested in the high end rather than in the low end. We are very interested in very strong brands, not in mid tier or low end brands. We are very interested also in brands with a good exposure to emerging markets. So we're not just interested in growing our presence in Italy or UK or our core European markets. No, we look in. So I would say we have many things to look into a potential target, and this is probably making this process longer and selective. But for sure, we know we have cash now, and the organization also is ready to digest the position, and we will pursue this. Frankly, to say that will happen in the next 6 months is difficult. So I would say probably would be slightly. But we can also expect maybe some longer time on that. But we're looking into acquisitions.
Okay, putting the thing in a different way, do you have any time limit within decide to give back this cash to the shareholders, or you keep looking as long as the
no, okay. Okay. The priority will go to acquisition rather than returning cash to the shareholders.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Maiocchi Jacopo from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, please.
Hi, just a follow-up on capital expenditure. You guided 50 million for De'Longhi in full year 12 and in full year 13 and normalize what we can project. Thank you.
Sorry, it was a little bit disturbed, the line. Could you repeat? The question was about CAPEX and
yes,
the guidance from 2012?
Yes, you said 50 million, 50 in 2012, if I'm not wrong, including the plant in Romania. And I was wondering if you can give us an indication of CAPEX in full year 13 and going on. Thank you.
So we expect... due to say to the new investment, to see an increase, as said, yes, 50 million is a good guidance for 2012. Then you can see a number between 40 and 50 for the next say between 2013 and 14, and probably stabilize at 40 or even lower. From 2015 onwards.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you to ask more questions. Please press star followed by one. I confirm there are no more questions at the moment. The control room confirm there are no questions at the moment.
So if there are no more questions, I want to thank you all for attending the De'Longhi full year 2011 conference call. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.